national population shifts are those in their 20s and 30s. They are the ones that will move the most for a job. And in the case of Tanya Hilliard, who moved from Illinois to Iowa, a return is not out of the question. Hilliard says she could see herself making the quick trip across the Mississippi when she resumes teaching in several years. She's already in the Illinois Teachers Retirement System and says that would be a good reason to continue her work in Illinois schools. I'm Bill Wheelhouse.
It's Morning Edition on WYLL. I'm Jim Meadows. It's 8:49.
Support comes from Stuart Peterson. Since 1985, Stuart Peterson has offered strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. The firm develops dynamic strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. Information is available at stuart-peterson.com.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat, 534 1/4, down 24 1/2. Soft May, 508 3/4, down 17 3/4. May corn, 374 3/4, down 2 1/4. July, 382 1/4, down 2 1/2. December, $4 1/4, down 2 1/4. May soybeans, 955 3/4, up 4 1/4. July, 960 1/2, up 4 1/2. November, 946, up 3 1/2. May soybean meal, 309.20, unchanged. And May soybean oil, 31.52. It's up 43 cents.
How would you like this as your personal cell phone answering message?
Good agricultural day to you. This is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Jack is not here right now, but leave your name and number after the beep and he'll get back to you.
You can have that or another custom message on your cell phone from Dave by calling now at 217-244-9455 with your pledge of agricultural support. We'll randomly pick up to 5 winners, one for each day of our spring pledge drive.
And how about giving a contribution at the $120 level? Todd and I both think that's fair market value for the services you receive on AM 580. But you decide, more is grand, less is fine too. The point is to call 217-244-9455. Riding shotgun this morning is Les Schulte, and Les, if it ain't enough, my voice, there are other grand reasons too.
Well, there are, but the question I wanted to ask is, does Sandra let you walk around the house talking? like, well, is it dinner time? Slap you upside the head, pal. No, there are a lot of great reasons for you to make that pledge of support this morning, especially for agriculture, we're only 10 pledges away from 100.
Oh, that's
so
grand.
Far. So the next 10 pledges are going to put us over that 100 pledge mark. That would be terrific. But really, because it's of the services that you get right here on this public radio station, our listeners have made this one of the best agricultural services, I think, in the country. Because there's the on-air services, and we do, 8 reports a day?
Yeah.
Plus the closing market report, a half-hour wrap-up there every day. We do the online services. If you miss a program and you want to hear it again, pull it up and you can listen to the podcast. There's the Outlook meetings that we do all year long. And then there's the e-newsletter. These services are made possible because people have called in and made those $120 a year contributions. Or maybe you want to set that up at $10 a month as a sustaining friend. That's great. You just call this number, 217-244-9455, or go online to willpledge.org. You can make that pledge right there. This is springtime. A lot of people make their pledges during the spring. A lot of our agricultural friends, maybe it's time for you to renew that contribution.
Interesting you talk about that 100 level of people calling, because we have a little challenge around the number 100 as well, don't we?
We certainly do. Thanks to our good agricultural friends, we will add 200 and, or 200, 2,000. $250 to our pledge total. They will, I should say. They will add $2,250 to our pledge total when we hit that 100 pledge mark when you call in and mention agriculture. So it's very important that you, if agriculture is one of the services that you really appreciate that you can hear on your public radio station. Not every public radio station has services like this. Very few, actually. Then support it and mention agriculture when you call in. When we hit that 100 pledge mark, $2,250 will be added to our pledge total, thanks to folks like Bates Commodities, AgriGold Seeds, Stuart Peterson, Champaign County Branch, the Andersons, Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting. These are great friends who have put extra money into the pot, and they'll put that into our totals when we hit that 100 mark. So let's get 10 of you right now at 217-244-9455 or online at willpledge.com.
And don't forget about that ringtone.
Don't forget about the ringtone.
All right, let's check in with Drew Lerner to see what the current weather conditions for agriculture are.
Weather conditions across the Midwest this week will be favorably mixed, with rain and sunshine expected. There will be some disruption to farming activity, but enough sunshine and some warm weather periodically that fieldwork will advance around the precipitation. Early this morning, we saw rain occur from southeastern Missouri through the heart of Illinois into western portions of Michigan. Temperatures rather warm this morning, still in the 60s across the eastern half of the Midwest. Temperatures in the west are in the upper 40s and 50s. We do have a clearing trend occurring in the west, while the eastern areas are seeing either an increase in cloudiness or have cloud cover rather common. We do anticipate this frontal system is responsible for the precipitation to work its way further to the east as we go through the rest of the morning and into the afternoon. Most of the precipitation is going to be varied across the region, running primarily in the range of a tenth to 5 or 6 tenths of an inch, but there will be some heavier rain resulting from some strong thunderstorms that will be impacting a part of the region. Now, most of these stronger storms will occur along the frontal boundary itself and will align themselves mostly through the eastern Midwest as we go through the late morning. The front itself will advance rather swiftly. By the time we get to this evening, we'll likely see most of the precipitation in Ohio and southeastern Indiana, parts of Kentucky. Everybody else should be relatively dry already by that point in time. No precipitation will occur across the region tonight or tomorrow. We'll look for the next disturbance beginning to push into the western Corn Belt as we get into the day on Wednesday. And from Wednesday night into Friday of this week, we'll see the next frontal system advance from west to east across the Midwest. We may see a little bit of rain still lingering in eastern areas on Saturday. The moisture totals associated with this frontal system will also run in a 2/10 to 3/4 inch range. There will be a few locations that could get something greater, getting up over an inch. The number of areas that get the heavier rains, though, will be relatively limited. It depends on how quickly the front moves across the region. For the most part, though, there is potential for a greater rainfall to occur with this second event than with the one that passes through the region today. And there's a fair chance that we'll see another short-term period of drying that occurs after that system passes through, and that should put us back in the fields again after a short period of drying. Temperatures are expected to run in a seasonable range most of this week. I expect to see the daily highs primarily in the range of 60s and lower to a few middle 70s. There will be a chance for some temperatures a little bit warmer ahead of our frontal systems as they occur, but for the most part, it'll be a seasonable range. And our low temperatures at night are expected to fall back mostly into 30s and 40s across the northern parts of the region, and 40s and some 50s will occur in the south. And then we'll look for next week's weather to turn cooler across a big part of the Midwest. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey is an organization whose roots run deep, financing agricultural needs for over 145 years, helping serve the agribusiness needs of landowners and investors for generations to come. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Aaron Curtis of MITCO, and he is in Bloomington Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Morning, Dave. How are you?
Doing fine. Thank you for asking. Corn and beans probing the bottom ends of their support shelves today.
Yeah, we've really got a lot of weakness in the wheat market here today, down 17 to 18 cents with some better weather expected to move into the plains, especially that eastern parts of Oklahoma, Texas, and, you know, maybe even some rain in the western parts of Kansas here. this week, so seeing some pressure put on with that. We will have planting progress, crop conditions here this afternoon, and some talk maybe that if this rain does materialize, maybe we've seen the worst of the wheat ratings for areas like Kansas, so we'll see. We're expected a corn planting progress number this afternoon right around 5%. That'll be a little bit behind average just because the delta's behind just a touch, but there are planters rolling again parts of Illinois here. It looks like this week maybe just a touch drier than what we were expecting last week, so would expect quite a bit of planting progress in some parts of the Corn Belt here this week.
Commercials went that long over the weekend?
Yeah, and I think that's a little bit of cause for concern here. Just not a lot of short positions to try to cover here as we move forward. We're watching this 374 area on May corn. That was the April 1st low, so we'll see if it wants to hold here. Otherwise, it opens the door to go back in and test some of the March lows here in the nearby month down in that 367 to 370 area. So just not getting a lot of help here from the wheat market here this morning. And otherwise, though, Dave, there's just not a lot of new news here for corn and soybeans this week.
All right, then we'll let you go.
All right, have a good week.
Thank you, Aaron. Aaron Curtis at Midco, and he is in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. A slow start to the fund week here on the big futures board, but we can have a hot start to our fund drive.
We certainly can. We want to thank Eldon and Gretchen from Champaign for making their pledge of support just a
thank
few moments
you.
Ago. Thanks a lot. Join them right now. Make that $120 a year contribution there, or $10 a month if you want to set it up that way, or maybe a little more. Maybe a little less. You decide what fits into your budget, but call 217-244-9455 or go online to willpledge.org. Help support this public radio station and these agricultural services right now.
You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL, 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.